Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
All right, we've got Hans on the line this morning. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Mark.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, I've been waiting. I read that Arizona Supreme Court story where they ruled that even though they have 97,000 residents wrongly listed on a voter roll, they're going to allow them to stay. What in the world is going on?
Well, these were all individuals who did not fulfill a statutory requirement that you provide proof that you are a U.S. citizen. Arizona has been fighting a battle over this. As you know, Arizona is one of our border states, and they have huge problems with individuals who are not U.S. citizens getting on their voter rolls. And, you know, what can I say? I think it was a bad decision by these judges. But unfortunately, these days, we tend to get a lot of decisions from judges, which emphasizes to folks, I think, to the public, how important, you know, we pay attention to who's running for Congress, who's running for our state legislatures. We don't pay a lot of attention to who's getting into judgeships.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wanted to read this quote by the Chief Justice down there in Arizona. We are unwilling on these facts to disenfranchise voters en masse from participating in state contests. So in other words, we're unwilling to follow the law as it's written because we might disenfranchise someone. Really? I mean, the law says you have to do this to be registered. These people didn't do it. When did we start bending the rules?
Well, we started several decades ago, yeah. But more recently in the election area, we've been doing it all the time. As you know, that was a very big issue in the 2020 election of judges, but mostly election officials in places like Pennsylvania saying, oh, well, that particular law, for example, you know, absentee ballots have to be in by the end of election day. Well, we're just not going to pay attention to that. I mean, that was an issue in the last election. And now this decision in Arizona means it's potentially going to be an issue in this upcoming election.
Hans, maybe I can get you to repeat this explanation for me. I believe you and I have talked about it before, but Speaker Johnson just dropped his SAVE Act or whatever it was called from this continuing resolution because Democrats didn't like it. But
right.
all it was saying you have to be a United States citizen in order to vote. Every time we say that, those words, some reporter somewhere will say it's already illegal for you know somebody who's not a citizen to vote. But there's no teeth to that, right? There's nobody out there enforcing that.
That is exactly right. The Justice Department, certainly under Biden, does even when they find aliens on the voter rolls, as has been done in a number of states recently. You could go to each one of those states and ask their attorney general, have you been contacted by the U.S. Justice Department to get the files on all these aliens you took off the rolls? They'll tell you no, because the Justice Department doesn't enforce the law. The only thing the SAVE Act would do, which makes perfect sense, is to say that when you register to vote, you got to provide proof you're a U.S. citizen. And the left is absolutely, Democrats are against that. Look, the reason is very simple. They want aliens registering. They want aliens voting, even though, yeah, it's illegal. And they want them not getting caught, and they want them not prosecuted. Why? Because they believe it will help them win elections. That's really what this is all about.
Wow. Hans, we lost a police officer here this weekend in a horrible traffic accident. He was on the side of the road trying to assist a motorist, and he was putting out orange cones to warn other traffic, and a drunk driver hit him at 8:30 in the morning and killed him. And we just found out the drunk driver is a 24-year-old illegal alien from Honduras who had already been deported once and broke back into the country.
That is such a tragedy, but it is a tragedy that should not have happened. That's the thing for everyone to remember. And look, this is not an isolated incident. Texas is the only state in the country that actually keeps track of crimes committed by illegal aliens who are in the country. Their report is shocking reading. They literally have hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens in their jails in Texas who have committed, I think the number now is up to 1 million different crimes in throughout Texas, including over 1,000 murders. So
wow.
This is, look, that's a tragedy. It's terrible for that policeman's family, but this is not an isolated incident. And hey, the left loves this. They want an open border. They think we shouldn't do anything about this.
Yeah, it's sad that they endorse the policies that led to something like this, for sure. Hans, thank you as always. Appreciate your time.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Coming up, we'll get to Nicole Murray, find out how the markets are faring today. We'll get to In Other News coming up about 6:48 this morning. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.